Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
I can still see it.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Brenna.
What do you call a centaur trickster? One trick pony!
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy, hoy.
Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Hello.
And Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into me eye.
I did that without looking at your guys' characters.
Yeah!
We're going to overlook the part where you stuttered over
Boone. I stuttered before Lauren's because I was like, who do I do first?
Sure.
Boone and Brenna is the hard thing, especially because people have been shipping them in chat.
Right? It's just been Brune. Brune is the, I think, canonical ship name as of right now.
It almost sounds
I thought it was Boone.
It was Bruna, no? Brune?
Oh, sure, we could do Bruna. I like Bruna.
It's okay, Bruna will sweep you off your feet.
Yeah, anyways. Anyway.
Too bad the real ship is Callus and Cyrus, but anyway, I digress. Hey, guys.
I ship it. Hey, Sean.
Last week, stuff happened. A curse was broken. You met some fun new people in the town of Silver Strings.
Yeah.
We, was it last week? I think last week was the episode where we burned the dagger out of Cyrus's hand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we also discovered that my friend is now a human woman.
Yeah.
Your friend like changed races and gender and
That was two episodes back.
Oh.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought it was the beginning of the last episode.
That was 150.
Though. Kyle, I'm proud of you, okay, baby. Well,
I just edited these like a day ago.
I know. I'm still proud of you.
Good job.
And where it was last left off, we were about to get some work from a dude.
We were following
him to
shop,
I believe.
Bard's Guild.
The Bard?
Bard
Guild.
Bard's Guild.
Cyrus is still at the tavern.
He's a fairly gruff fella, but he's walking towards a fairly large building in town. This one is completely finished, unlike a lot of them that are still being built around. And it appears to be not only a bard like guild, but it is also a bard college. There are people teaching classes. You hear things out front of people, you know, going through scales and talking to each other. You hear like someone say, "Borko, I just don't get it." And he's like, "You'll get it. One of these days you'll get it. Just keep working hard at it." And he walks inside, and do you guys follow him in? Or are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you follow him in. It's a fairly large open area. There's some people milling about in different areas of study and talking and all that. And he leads you up a spiral staircase into a door, which leads to a small room. Do you guys all go in?
Following.
Yeah.
Sure. This room is decorated with different pieces of music and different things. It's got like a very, there's some pelts on the wall. He hangs his hat when he walks in, his wide brim hat, hangs his coat and sits behind his desk and kicks his feet up on the desk.
He introduced himself to us previously, right?
Yes. His name is Trebek. He announced himself as Trebek.
That's right. Trebek, what do you play? Or do you sing?
Oh, I play a great many different things. I play the fiddle mostly. And he motions to several very elaborate fiddles on the wall. But this one's my favorite, and he pulls it out, and it's just an old, worn fiddle that he's appeared to have for a very long time. He's like, you wanna hear a song?
Sure.
Okay. And he begins to play. It is pretty darn good. You've heard a fair amount of bards throughout the realm, but he's definitely a talented individual. He is being a leader of the Bard's Guild. He obviously has some skill that accompanies that. And his song comes to a close with a long note as he then looks over all of you and he says, you're not here for song. You came here. What are you here for? I know I said that there was opportunity for adventure, but I need to learn more about you before I can just talk to you about these matters. Tell me about yourselves.
Well, I can only speak for myself. My name's Cam. And, you know, I've just been bouncing around for a past little bit. But I like doing stuff. I'm good at adventure. And I like money.
You like money? You ever kill a man?
Yes. Yes, sure, and like I would six. Prefer that we didn't ask any more questions about that specific incident.
Fair enough. And he kind of looks you down with his blue eyes. As then he looks over at Brenna and he says, what about you? What brings
Hi,
you here?
I'm Brenna Littlefoot, and she extends her hand for a handshake.
And he extends his hand. He's like, optimistic, I like that. You'll get along well here in Silver Strings.
Delightful.
He says, what about you? What brought you here?
Well, that's a good question. Kind of can't go home, so I'm just kind of traveling around and seeing where the road takes me these days.
Can't go home like you're a criminal?
It's a long and complicated story, but no, not a criminal.
All right.
I am a sellsword.
I'd take anyone at their word. Don't you be lying to me.
Do I look like a liar, mister?
It's like I've met a great many liars that didn't look like him.
That's fair.
And he kind of eyes you, and then he looks over at Cyrus.
I'm at the bar.
Oh, you didn't come? Okay. Then he looks over at
He's
Callus.
More like sulking about like the whole dick punching thing.
You're lucky that's all you got, motherfucker.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm kidding. It's just like he needs it from the ordeal of getting his hand almost felt like being burned off.
Okay. Then he looks over at Callus. He's like, what about you, friend? What brings you here?
Well, my name is Kalastin Selerov, but you may call me Kalas. I come here, well, partly to help the one who is actually not here right now, but also to attempt to find some information about my friend who was killed.
You got a friend who was killed trying to find some information about that, huh? I might be able to connect you with some people if I know that you're trustworthy.
Of course.
We can find that out here in a little bit. And how about you? What's your name?
My name is Boone.
Boone, you okay? Can I get you some water?
No, it's okay. I have tea. Don't worry about it.
What brings you here? He looks you up and down, kind of unnerved by the fact that you're covered from like toe to neck in leathers.
I'm just finding my way across Nallery. No reason, just wandering.
All right. Well, I guess trustworthiness will tell over time, but I got something I need done if you're willing to help. If you're passing through, I understand, but you see, someone went missing.
Someone important?
Someone real important.
Who was it?
You ever heard of the town of Ebersia? The city itself?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe? You guys would have all pretty much heard of Ebersia.
It's a major town city, right?
Yeah. And he stands up and kind of grabs a... mug as he stands up and he looks out the window and he's like, see, we're a fairly new town here, but we're growing really fast and we got noticed by a couple towns, notably Cinnamon and Ebersia, and both of them wanted to strike a deal with us to open up a circle of teleportation like the one you came through. Cinnamon was gonna offer us 50,000 gold to put a circle in here, and as long as we followed their laws and fell under their jurisdiction, well, a lot of people in this town didn't really take to that very well. Ebersia, on the other hand, just wanted to open trade relations, open an embassy here. We could open one in Ebersia, recognize us as a country or as our own area, and put a circle here. So we decided to go with Ebersia's plan on this. Now, here's where the trouble comes in. A guy by the name of Zenith Otho. He was to be our emissary. He struck this whole deal with us, did the whole diplomatic thing. He was setting up an embassy here. And he went on a mission about a week ago out to Thistlepot Junction. The mission was only supposed to take about 2 days. We ain't seen him back since. I'm a little worried something befell him on his travels. You see, this isn't just a small deal. This is a matter of big diplomatic importance. We, as citizens of this town, can't be seen getting involved in this political mucky-muck, but I was wondering if maybe you'd go take a look up the road a ways, see what you can find out.
Now, Mr. Trebek, did you say he took the roads and just rode over there, or did he take the circle over to Thistlepot Junction?
No. There's no circle in Thistlepot Junction.
You said there was.
I retconned that last episode.
Just kidding. I'll erase that old note.
Yeah, there's no circle at Thistlepot Junction. What you would know is that it's a gnomish town and they like to keep to themselves. They don't want anything from the outside. And what they do is they basically grow massive farms and they put all the excess food on the outskirts of their area for the outlying areas to come get to feed their people. And it's a ton of food. So you would guess from this conversation that the gentleman from Ebersia who had just opened trade was excited to see how close they were to Thistlepot Junction and how long it would take for a trade or for a caravan to make it there and back.
Okay, my bad. I found the updated notes.
No, you're good. You see, he was real kind to us, and it's worked out pretty well thus far, but I'm a little bit worried about him.
Well, we can definitely go look into it, right?
What would have maybe stopped him along the journey?
That's what we don't know. There's a lot of bigger political matters at play here, and to have an emissary from a major city who was supposed to be opening an embassy in a new town to go missing, I fear the worst, friend.
On the scale of that dragon that burned down a bar a couple weeks ago to some bandits in a cave, what kind of thing you thinking?
That's fair.
I don't know. He's gone. If I was to think of something, I don't know. There's a lot of powers at play going on. It could be bandits. It could be something more. But it's a fairly well-traveled road. I don't know that there would be any major monster interaction or anything like that. This seems more like foul play.
Did he have any enemies you know of?
No. I know that they had a tenuous relationship with Sin Amon, but I don't see what motivation there would be from Sin Amon other than the fact that we didn't take their deal.
That's
not his fault.
Enough, but I don't know.
He do business with anyone else around here before he left? Now I'm starting to talk like you.
You're really taking on my accent.
He's a chameleon.
He really took to the local area. Whenever he would come here, he was really interested in, you know, tasting the local flavor and going through the marketplace. He was real generous. He paid a lot of our poorer in town that were begging for money and bought a lot of people dinner. Seems like a good fella.
Well, I hope it's just bandits that he got kidnapped by, because bandits are easier to deal with than dragons. She's just rambling.
I'm pretty sure if it was a dragon, there'd be nothing left. So tell you what, if you don't find any evidence, we'll consider it a dragon attack.
Sounds good to me, mister.
So what's the deal then? We're going to go find your friend.
Go inspect up the road. If you can find our friend, if you bring him back alive and well, I can pay you. Or if you bring any news back, I mean, we'll reward you. We got to get to the bottom of this. And unfortunately, our town is a group of fleeting adventurers that, well, they kind of go do their own thing. And I haven't found anyone willing to take up this mission. Politics aren't really their strong suit.
That's another statement.
What's his name again? This is out of character.
Trebek.
Trebek. No. The guy that's missing.
Oh.
Xanath Othos.
Xanath Othos.
Othos. If you guys want to make me history checks.
Oh, sure. First roll of the night. Let's do it.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
What's the worst that can happen? Crit! Crit, crit!
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 I know all the things!
You
crit
with your,
fail.
Crit fail. Anybody of from 15 above and above would know that this is a high-ranking person in Ebersia. You, in particular, Boone, would know that this is a person who sits as a member of the three higher-ups in the city. There's no king, but this was obviously a pretty big, important thing for him to, if he was going to be out here, because he wouldn't just leave the town and take up, you know, a seat on an embassy in another town if this wasn't some sort of strategic location.
Okay, but he's more of importance from this town.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the three.
Ebersia
and Sin Amon are the two largest cities in the world, pretty much. Think of them as New York and L.A. In this world. And basically, he is like a member of three really high-ranking people, and you know of this person. You've heard of this person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, How many people did he have with him?
He only took two with him. You see, this is the King's Road. Usually fairly well traveled. Not too many monsters, less of a worry going through this area. So he had a contingent of two guards go with him, and they took off about a week ago.
You didn't say anything about the last place he was seen, right?
The last he was seen here, he...
I wasn't going to ask it in character if you didn't say it already.
Yeah, I'll say that you asked in character. He's like, last we saw of him, he had just signed a treaty. We had just signed a treaty with him. He passed it over to the mage for safekeeping to put in his caravan. He then, the mage went to set up the circle. A few days later, like a week later, now that the circle's partially set up and it can be used for travel, you guys pop through. And I figured, you know, and during that time, like right after he grabbed, went to the stables, took two guards, grabbed a horse, loaded up with supplies, and headed out.
How long has it been again? Sorry, just, I'm sure you said it already, but I'm just...
It's been a week.
It's been a week, and it takes how long to get there?
About 2 days, if that. 2 days on foot. They left on horse.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this sounds like something we could do. I'm just completely changed my voice to your voice instead. I feel like this sounds like something we can do.
All right.
I agree.
You'll be rewarded with any information you bring back. We kind of need to know what's going on with this, so time is of the essence.
I walk up and I put my hand on his shoulder. We're going to find your friend.
He's like, all right. Probably. Well, here, I have something for you. Maybe this will help you on your journey in case you guys get jumped by anything. And he pulls out a small wooden house and he hands it to you.
Why does Cam get all the cool shit?
Because Cam's the one that jumps in and imposes himself in all of these scenarios.
Yeah, I was like,
fine. Trebek says, here, who wants it?
me.
And he throws it.
I snatch like, it I because actually... I'm canonically the closest.
It's very cold to the touch. And he's like, if you speak its command word Frio, you'll know what happens. Just don't do it here in town.
What is this? A cabin for ants?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. This is why we can't have nice things. I'll take it back. Give me the house back.
No!
You can use that to camp, but if you come back with any usable information, I'll pay you a little bit of coin and you can go ahead and keep that there trinket.
Ooh.
Fair.
Oh, hey, Sean.
Yes.
Okay, if I wanted to do detect magic.
Okay.
Could I do that like secretly? Like I don't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I would
Is it a vocal incantation, Ben? Do you know? I think it's probably. Just innate in you and you get it.
But I mean, vocal, I could like mutter to myself, right?
Yeah. Range self concentration up 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, "Hold on."
It's a ritual. So you would have to be doing something.
Well, she can spend a spell slot if she wants.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so can I, like, get an idea of what kind of magic is going on with this this little
house?
Little cabin guy.
Let me look this up.
I'm suspicious of everything. I think everything
right
is evil.
Before she's done, I put it in my pocket.
It's still within 30 feet.
I know, I'm just being a dick now.
I can still see it.
Conjuration magic. And Trebek would say, he's like, maybe use it tonight when you're a little tired from your journey. Command word is Frio.
But I don't sense anything bad with it, right, Sean?
No, just conjuration.
Like, wouldn't I be able to tell with magic?
No, that's detect good and evil.
Should have picked that spell. I'll do it tomorrow. No big deal.
All right. And he's like, all right, well then, I guess be on your way and let me know if you find anything out.
Very good. Before we go, is there anywhere in towns we could purchase supplies?
Yeah, there's the general store, there's...
We should head to the market, because the guy who's impossible to remember name that we're looking for...
Zenith Othos. Trust me, I fucking forget it every time.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time down there, so we should just supply up and ask some of the merchants some questions. See if we can learn a little bit more about good old Zenith Television.
Zenith Othos.
Sure. Zenith Ocho.
Zenith Ocho. All right. So you guys leave?
Yeah.
Yep.
Trebek bids you out the door as he pulls his gloves back on, throws his coat on, throws his hat on, and follows you guys out. He's like, Dagna, I need to talk to you about something. This this person just goes running down the hallway and he goes to chase after her. And yeah, you guys make your way out of the Bard's Guild. You're standing on a busy street. Something catches your eye, especially you, Cam.
Okay.
You guys see someone hammering a note onto a tree. Give me a perception check, Cam.
Okay, doke. 20. Natty, but
yeah.
Same thing.
You recognize the glint of something familiar on this note.
What?
If you want people to take their headphones off.
I know what it means.
I'll PM it to you in Discord.
I know what it means. So I turn and go, all right, so let's go to the market. Time to go to the market.
Okay.
as someone steps up, as another person is going, these people are wearing very, very bright armor. Someone steps forward. They say, greetings, Silverstrings. We are here from the town of Gildas. House Mackwell requests all nationals of Gildas to make way back to the city for training and preparation for what is foreseen as an upcoming war. If you are a national of Gildas and have made your way out of the city for any reason whatsoever, you are to return now for training.
So ready to go to the market?
Let's go. Who are they fighting?
I'm okay with that. I don't think it really matters.
Let's
just move on. The
leaders of the town who have yet to fail to see a problem arise recognize a coming war. All nationals of Gildas, especially those of House Mackwell, return to duty so that they may be sold out to different areas for the upcoming battle.
Hate to be one of those assholes. Let's go to the market, guys. Why are we still here?
Hey, we can walk that way, but what's House Mackwell? Why are they fighting?
I don't know.
Does it really matter? Why does it concern you?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
There's a million wars in a million places. I don't know what's going on, Gildos.
We have money to make.
Do you ever realize that sounds a little bit like...
He begins to chime on as a few different people begin to make their way up. A few people stand up proud in the crowd, walk up to him, shake hands with him, and go to stand next to him. Take some papers from a guy who's standing next to this person in bright plate mail armor and make their way to the circle almost immediately.
Well, should we perhaps go and see if Cyrus is still here?
Is he from that area?
He'd be all right. We'll get him later. Let's just go.
No, wow, he's gonna sulk. He's gonna sulk. You know it. Come on.
Let's go to the market, and then we can give him some time to sulk, and then we'll go get him.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. All right. We'll go get him later.
He needs some alone time.
Let's cut back to the tavern where Cyrus is. And you kind of hear this guy yelling outside, and a couple guys walk into the tavern. They look around, and you hear him say, fucking warmongering pricks.
As soon as I hear all that, I just like... tighten up my cloak and maybe try to find somewhere else to sit, where maybe behind a pole of the pole that keeps part of the ceiling up, maybe so they don't see me.
Yeah. So you kind of hide yourself and you just kind of hear these two gentlemen talk among themselves. It's like every goddamn time. Gildas got to summon the troops. Always a war coming. Always a war coming. Always got to bring back the nationals. Getting real tired of it. I'm never going back there.
Excuse me, my good man. What war are they trying to take? Receive funds.
It's a Gildas thing. Here's the problem. Those people there are born and bred in war. They're born and bred that there's an upcoming war, and they're always calling back their troops because whenever the town needs money, they're always trying to sell out their armies, trying to sell troops to different areas for whatever little skirmish they may be having.
Yes, they are a very large. Mercenary city, but you got to admit they do some good.
Yeah, Cinnamon would shut them down. That's where the real armies lie. Those men are loyal.
I think I heard that they recently started hiding forces from Gildas.
You don't know what you're talking about there, friend.
Just saying, but yes, they are a bit of a warmongering people, but they do offer services that many of the city need.
Hey, what's your name?
It's... It's Cyrus. Just Cyrus.
Cyrus, I think we're going to take our leave. Nice talking to you. And they kind of look at you and they kind of make their way up to the bar.
I think this is when Cyrus is like, time to make his leave and just like heads out, maybe trying to meld in with the rest of the people that are just leaving the bar and look for the party.
Yeah. As you walk out, I'm sure you can kind of see them making their way to the market.
Did you find some work for us?
Huh?
I had a comeback, but I don't want to be mean.
I know, yeah, okay.
Mm.
Did you find your sense of purpose?
Did you have enough alone time with your hand?
Whoa.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's such a good joke.
Okay, can we move on? Okay.
Yes, you're a bit of a chatterbox, aren't you?
No, I didn't do that in characters. Cyrus, we found some small work. We can talk about it on the way to the market.
We're actually looking to get some information about Zenith Ocho.
Interesting name, but yes, I'm very I'm looking forward to this. Let's get going, shall we?
Awesome. Everyone's looking forward to work.
Yeah, I got my hood up like as far up as it can go, by the way, and like tightened. I'm trying to be cash, but I'm doing that thing where if you're wearing a hoodie with pull strings, that it's like as tight as humanly possible, and I look like an idiot.
Suspicious.
But yeah.
Hey, I got a question because we didn't talk about it like forever ago. Simyame? What's it?
Simyaza?
Simyaza. Halfway there, half credit. How much gold did we get from her? And did we split it up evenly?
I think it was 574 gold pieces.
We got 125 gold each.
Okay, cool. We're going to the market. I might want to buy something shiny.
And then I bribed Cyrus with 20 gold to take his stupid knife out.
Hold on a second. How much did we get from her?
125 each.
Yep.
125 each.
I completely forgot about the bribe. Thank you, Kyle.
Yes.
20 gold richer.
Yep.
Did you get something nice with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you guys make your way to the market, as you're chatting money, it's a fairly open area. It's almost like a bazaar, but it's weird. It's like in a forest. Like, there's some sparse trees here or there. It's almost like a... I can't even think of the word to describe it. There's some sparse trees and different huts set up beneath it. More like a Renaissance festival than anything else. And there's people
like
hawking...
Like a farmer's market?
Yeah, kind of like a farmer's market. And there are people just hawking different wares, chatting. It's a pretty upbeat area. There's bards meandering about.
Flea market.
Yes, a flea market.
I
need to know exactly what sect of market this is, Sean. Before I know, I need to know my level of bartering.
We'll call it swap meet. Level.
Ooh.
There we go. All right.
Swap meet's perfect. That's like, hey, I'll give you two javelins for that bag of bananas.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
This is why you ask about important things like what kind of market it is. Now we know what we're doing.
Okay. So I'm going to wander around. I'm not necessarily looking to buy anything. I don't really think I need stuff per se. But what I do need is to kind of schmooze around and talk to the different merchants and then trying to get a bunch of information about our buddy here. That we're looking for.
So if you spend some time looking around, you get pretty much about the same information that you got from Trebek. He seemed like a nice gentleman. He was very well-to-do. He wore green and purple. And he seemed very excited to be in this town. He loved to try the local flavor. It was kind of like someone going to a foreign country for the first time and kind of taking it all in, you know, and they really enjoyed their trip. They're adopting all of the things about the area, you know, trying to be as silly as they are about it. They're trying to be respectful and fun about it and learn the culture and all that. You seem to really enjoy the town. Nothing really glaring about him.
Hmm. Is there a seedier element anywhere?
You have not looked?
There's no more, like, the only occasional thing that I liked about 4E was the streetwise check. For what I'm about to ask, which is, if there was somebody here who sold illicit goods, I want to sniff them out of the crowd now that I've done a bunch of
wandering. Check.
Yeah, 15.
You look around and you see Once again, you see a tiefling gentleman kind of looking around from one of the sides of the, like, one of the, what would be an alley, but he's kind of just leaned up against a thing. You see him pass something to someone and then begin to kind of walk away.
Oh, sure, it's a tiefling.
I didn't, yeah.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to make a slow approach to talk to him, but why don't you guys do other stuff around the market? Because I've been wandering around for a while.
I think...
I don't know if you guys were going to go shopping. Yeah, shopping.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no. Sorry, I lied. It's not a tiefling. It is a tabaxi.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A cat person. Okay, wearing good. A black hood, juice. And he passes something off and then begins to kind of walk away. Are you following?
Yeah, I'm a follow.
He turns around a corner... that where like he's about you're about 20 feet back. He makes a turn around the back side of this thing, and as you make your way around this corner, he's nowhere to be seen. And then all of a sudden you feel a knife on your throat and you hear Deleg saw you following him.
He looks like the kind of man I need to talk to.
Deleg doesn't talk to strangers.
Well, I'm Cam. It's a pleasure to meet you. Any chance you'd meet me, you'd like introducing me to your friend here? Instead of, I don't know, stabbing me in the neck?
Dalek doesn't have many friends except for those he can trust. And he swats your hand away.
Well.
What brings you here to see Dalek?
I'm looking for information about a man, and everyone seems to think he was a nice guy, and in my experience, that means he wasn't. And I think maybe you would know a little something about the truth of this man. Just checking.
He reaches down to your coin purse. And he reaches his hand in. Are you doing anything to stop him?
No.
Okay. He pulls out a handful of gold pieces, shakes them in his hand. He's like, this will do. What man do you seek information about?
I'm going to say it, whatever the correct name is, but I'm going to just keep calling him Zenith Ocho.
It's like, I do not know much of this man. I tried to follow him. I tried to see what was going on, Dalek followed him around. Dalek tried to see if he could make some connections with this man, but the man was not here long enough for Dalek to really get himself in the good with this gentleman.
Oh, you're talking in third person? There isn't another, you are Dalek. Oh.
Yes!
All right. Got it. Okay. So... nothing then. He didn't do anything shady. Who did he talk to that maybe isn't who he should talk to? Anything?
He talked to everybody in town. Perhaps a wiser man would only talk to specific people, but I am not one to judge. He accomplished his goal.
Yeah, see, but by talking to everyone, it's hard to narrow down who he really wanted to talk to.
He seemed like a diplomatic person.
If it isn't you, who's the next most important person here?
Dalek is the most important person.
I said if it isn't you.
Corvino seems to think pretty highly of himself, but Dalek is the most important.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not Corvino.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you don't really know what you are looking for.
Fair. This is true. I don't. But, you know, I thought you might, so you don't. So enjoy that handful of gold. You know, maybe get some spies or somebody who can get better information for next time.
Put his hand in your coin purse again, but you don't feel anything leave, and he says, a present from Dalek. If you need more, come find me.
Oh.
Okay. Have a nice one. And I back away and leave.
Okay. As you back away, you kind of turn to look, and you turn back, and Dalek is gone.
No, I wouldn't have looked back.
Okay.
How dare you?
Never look back.
No. Okay. I'm going to wait a while to figure out what's in my coin purse. But okay. I will like to point out that if and when that happens, and we can maybe even resolve it quickly, I'm not going to put my hand in the coin purse. I'm going to upturn the coin purse onto like somewhere and dump it out and kind of see what's in there that isn't coin.
There appears to be some sort of blackish organic material in there.
Okay, I'm gonna put that in its own bag.
Okay.
In the bag and then like in another bag, and that's in my pack now. Let me add this to my inventory. And then cool. I'm gonna wander back to the group or wherever they are and we'll reconvene. But Okay. I don't know what you guys were doing this whole time.
I would have been wandering, looking around for any religious relics of sorts that might speak to me, Sean, or something that I find of interest.
Probably the biggest religious thing you would see in this town is there's a druid circle. Okay. There's not really a huge presence of religion here. There are people wearing different holy symbols of many different makes and types, and it appears to be an area that accepts all deities. There doesn't really seem to be a specific thing in this town that leads you to believe, oh, this town follows this god.
Sure. I just, you know, I think that's always something that I'm looking for.
Okay.
Is something that is of some...
Yeah.
I don't know. Something that kind of speaks to me. Something that piques my interest or draws me to it.
Okay. Okay. I will keep my mind on that.
That's fine.
For going forward.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So, Sean, I think Kallus is going to go look for somewhere he could, like, purchase either, like, a armor or a weapon or something like that.
Okay.
I think Cyrus would do the same thing.
There appears to be a few different areas here. What are you looking for?
Well, really, two things. So I wanted to purchase some studded leather armor and also a crossbow.
Okay. Yeah, you can. That's easy to find here. If you were looking for something magical, that might be a little bit more difficult, but we could sort that out. But it's also, magic items are fairly pricey.
Yeah, no, I don't have enough money for something like that. I'm just looking for...
Yeah, you can just go with what's in the player's handbook and deduct accordingly. Okay. They're not going to try and cheat you, unless you want to try and make some sort of check to get it for cheaper with me.
No, but while I'm purchasing these, I want to ask the shopkeepers about the guards that were with this Zenith guy.
Oh, what you want to know about the guards?
This man from Ebriosia, I think it was...
Yeah,
Zenith Othos.
Yeah, what you want to know about him?
Well, he apparently left town with some guards, and I was wondering if you knew them, if they came by and purchased stuff from you.
No, they seemed pretty well outfitted from where they came from. Ebrusia seems to take care of their troops.
Very good. Did you happen to know where they were staying? Were they staying in the...
Well, first time they came, they stayed... there was a caravan camp, then they left... given the city it's time to sort out things that were going on. But then he came back in a single caravan. That's parked by the circle now. The mage is still working on the circle and all that.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time and the new equipment.
Come back again if you need more.
Sean, could I, like, trade in my old stuff for this new stuff?
Half the value.
Okay.
Sean, I think Cyrus would be doing the same thing, like getting armor, but beforehand he's also looking for new paint supplies for his travel kit.
There's an art gallery here in town that you would have noticed.
I think Cyrus will take a look at that.
Okay. Yeah, it appears to be just a standard art gallery, but there appears to be a small shop attached to it where you could acquire some paints at a reasonable price.
Okay. While Cyrus is looking around, he's also keeping an eye on for maybe the people who are recruiting from Jildaz looking for their nationals.
Yeah, there's a couple of them in town putting up flyers and all that.
So he's making sure his hood's up and keeping an eye outside and buying his armor and paint sets.
Okay. Yeah, it's nothing. You guys, I think at this point, would recognize that you are pretty... Everyone has pretty much the same perception of this gentleman that you're looking for. Everything's pretty upfront and apparent, though there are some weird people in this town. You haven't really talked with anybody that you would see as being a liar. But yeah. What's your guys' next step? It's getting to be about, 5 o'clock.
Probably regroup and all that.
I think Brenna's not stupid. Like, she acts stupid, but she's actually not. She used to be a bounty hunter. So... she's kind of catching on, like, small things here and there of just, like, how Cam is kind of reacting with his hood up, being overly dramatic with it. So she's actually going to keep kind of an eye out for the guards, or the guys from Jildos, to see if they're going to fuck with anyone from her
I
party.
I laugh every time Jildos.
I'm sorry.
Matthew, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Sorry, baby. If you ever want someone to ruin a name, just run it by me first, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, I think Kyle was the first one to ruin it, but...
No, you did, actually.
Oh, did I?
Yep.
I don't know.
I regret nothing.
But I think she's going to suggest maybe the sooner that they head out, probably the faster that they can try to find this guy, because no one in town seems to really know anything.
So what, you thinking, like, get a couple hours down the road and then camp?
I mean, I don't know.
Because we have 2 days on foot, unless we want to go find horses and go to a stable and find a stable guy.
Oh, I mean...
No one comes to mind.
It's fun to travel on foot.
That's not a thing. That is not going to be a thing. I'm going to squash that hope right in the
butt. I know. I wasn't asking for it. I was just saying, if we go and find a stable with a guy...
It kind of sounds like you want to bone a stable boy, if I'm going to be honest.
Brenna's going to be jealous.
I know.
Brenna's more terrified of horses than, I think, a stable boy. Let's be realistic for 5 seconds. Okay.
So, honestly,
out of game, do you guys want to try to go and find horses and go, or do we go on foot?
Probably.
Or I can do it in
foot
character if you guys want.
Horses.
No.
Brenna, what is your problem with a horse?
No, we'll get there so much faster. It's bigger than me.
Hey, everything. Brenna, we're all bigger than you.
That's fair, but I could take you down.
So you could probably take a horse down, too. Let's go.
Why don't you just ride on the horse with Boone?
Because that's a really
into the
good
sunset. I am not going to ship that. I'm going to let the ships happen naturally this season.
No.
Sure.
She'll do it if everyone really wants to do it, but she's not going to like it.
It'll make the trip much faster.
It's true. That's why I want to do it. I also don't really like walking that much.
It builds character.
Yeah, but it's a 2-day walk, and then we can get back. It's like it's 2 extra days where we're wandering when we could have horses. Plus, like, it's so much more fun to have horses.
And the faster we get the job done, the faster we get paid.
It's true.
So, Sean, I want to actively look for a stable.
Okay, there's one apparently right outside the bazaar. Like, it's right there.
Oh, how convenient. So
I don't know.
I walk
it's kind
up.
Of bizarre, if you ask me.
Oh. How bizarre. How bizarre.
No. Nope to both. How bizarre. damn it. All I wanted to do was, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
Okay. You may find yourself at a stable. How bizarre. Okay.
And so I go up and talk to the stable person. Is there a better word?
Yeah, stable hand?
Stabler.
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 Okay. Elliot Stabler.
Stabler.
Oh my god.
Oh. Let me just go ahead and crack my knuckles and prepare for this voice.
Stable hand.
Hey, what are you guys looking for?
That's what you needed to prepare for? Okay.
We need several horses.
Fresh out.
You got a donkey?
How are...
I've got a donkey in the back, but...
Do you at least have a cart the donkey could drag?
What? This is not a cart shop. This is a stable.
You, expecting...
We tack and feed horses.
You expecting to get more horses soon?
As soon as those folk from, Ebersia make their way back. They took 3 of my finest. The other 5 are out in the fields right now.
Well, looks like we'll have to walk. And Britta starts walking up the door.
I was really hoping to get some horses.
By the way, my name is not Travers, so...
I don't think we asked. Yeah.
I'm just saying, a lot of people come here saying that, but nope, not Travers.
Bye. You are useless. Goodbye.
Yeah, I want to leave a Yelp. I want to leave a Yelp.
Want to make something of it?
Friend, you do not.
I want to see this.
I'm pretty sure I do.
No. No.
Then,
are you
and then only his sleeves back and you see just these muscular arms.
Oh, do it!
Like,
no,
cut.
I'm grabbing Cyrus. Just I'm grabbing
him.
Duel.
I'm walking
away as like, he's not worth it.
what I thought.
Hey, what's your name, mister?
My name's Sean.
The way. Way to insert yourself, Sean.
That was the first name I could think of.
He's a big beefy boy.
I'm a big beefy boy. I can be anything I want in fantasy.
Yes, you can, honey.
All right. We've already left, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's getting on like 7 o'clock.
Well, we're not here to fuck spiders. Let's go. Come on.
God damn it.
Any idea how far away this this person we're looking for is?
2 days walk, like, plus a little extra, I'm thinking.
Well, we best get a moving.
We best get to stepping. All
right. So you guys make your way off east into the night down the path. It's a fairly well-trodden path. Nothing really seems to interrupt your travels as you go. You make your way past a set of hills, and it's getting to be about midnight.
We should probably camp.
Y'all want to try this mini cabin?
Hell yeah!
Mini cabin?
What cabin? I see.
Takes several steps back.
I'm going to do the thing where, like, you light a firework and then you run away from it real quick.
Okay. So, you, like, set it down in the runway?
I set it down, and then I say the word. And then I, like, go to run back away from it.
The moment you say the word, the cabin resizes itself into the size of a human door. Like a human-sized door so that you could go through. It's a wooden door, very kind of worn, and a welcome mat rolls out at the base of it.
I open the door.
So when you step on the welcome mat, you hear a crunch, crunch, as though you step on snow. And as you look down, your boots are covered in snow, and you feel an immediate chill as though you've been outside for hours.
Oh.
I got to admit, this is the coolest thing ever.
What? What is this stuff?
It's just a door floating in the middle of nowhere. And when you open the door, you feel an immediate warmth come. You look inside, and you see a probably about 20 foot by 20 foot cabin. There's a fire in the fireplace. There's some easy chairs in front of it. There's several bunk beds on the back, enough to accommodate your party. And there appears to be a spectral person beckoning you in. And they're holding 5 cups of hot chocolate.
Hi.
Brenna rushes past them both.
It just kind of nods at you and hands out the hot chocolate, as well as blankets. All of you feel this chill, like you step on the mat and you exhale and you can see your breath. And it just feels like you've been outside all day. As you look out the windows, it appears to be snowing peacefully outside. You're looking into, like, a snowing forest.
Top bunk! And I jump up to the top bunk.
I was hoping to call that.
Brenna's just fascinated with the snow, and she's just watching it.
Have you never seen snow, Brenna?
No. It's pretty.
And, have you want to learn how to make snow angels?
I don't think you can go outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And with this peaceful scene, as of you guys make your way into this cabin, you begin to get warmth. You find yourself being brought different foodstuffs, and you replenish yourselves for the evening. And on that note, I think we will end this episode.
Yay!
Yay! Aww. Got a mobile home.
Yeah, well, it's not actually mobile. I mean, I guess.
Technically,
so this is a conjurable, pretty much Mordenkainen's magnificent mansion, except for you cannot control the inside of it. It always looks like this.
Okay, that's fine with me. Well, anyway, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at suite@turtle.fyi. You can join our Discord at turtle.fyi/discord, message us on Facebook, join our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop. All of our patrons who are supporting us there by now, if they've given me their address, and if they haven't, this is your cue to email us again at suite@turtle.fyi, and had gotten a button. They're cute little fun buttons, and we mailed them out. I mailed out 50 of them today, and they'll be coming to you soon. So you can also follow us on Twitter at Tabletop Champs, and I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I am at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I am at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I am at the Nat1Lady.
Till next time, we're not here to fuck spiders. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.